Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
An Anchorage jury on Thursday found that the Alaska Department of Corrections was not liable for an attempted suicide in the Wildwood Correctional Complex in Kenai on February 8th of 2020. A woman in custody attempted to take her own life, depriving herself of oxygen for several minutes. Despite the intervention of correctional staff, once discovered, the incident resulted in severe and lasting health impacts. The family of the woman later pursued legal action in connection with the event. The loss of the family's daughter is tragic, and we are sorry that any parents would have to go through this. The jury recognized, however, that her injury is not the state's fault simply because she was inside a state facility. Sometimes tragic events happen and no one is to blame, said Alaska Attorney General Treg Taylor. In 2020, Gabby Chips of Nanilchik was arrested after a physical altercation with her sister and transported by law enforcement to Wildwood. She was 20 years old at the time and had never been in jail before. Her family was seeking $35 million in damages from the state of Alaska. Today, our court case, which went before a jury, concluded with the DOC being exonerated regarding the permanently disabling injury of an individual in our custody, said Department of Corrections Commissioner Jen Winkleman. She went on to say, "I'm immensely grateful for the exceptional work our staff does each day under incredibly demanding and often challenging circumstances. Our staff commitment and dedication reflect the strength and compassion of our department." October's statewide job count for Alaska was up by 7,000, or 2.1%, from October of 2023. North Slope oil and gas and federally funded infrastructure projects contributed to over-the-year growth, boosting construction by 1,800 jobs, professional and business services by 700 jobs, and transportation, warehousing, and utilities by 900 jobs. Oil and gas employment was also up by 900 jobs. Healthcare continued to show strong growth, adding 1,700 jobs from last October. Most industries added jobs, but seafood processing disruptions drove losses in manufacturing down 600 jobs. The information sector down 100 and retail down another 100 continued their long-term declines, and financial services remained flat. The federal government increased by 400 jobs, the state government added 300, and local governments added 100. Alaska's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate increased to 4.6% in October, and the comparable U.S. rate remained at 4.1%. Unemployment on the Kenai Peninsula in October was up 0.3% from October of 2023. The year-over-year change was an increase from 4.6% in 2023 to 4.9% in October of this year. The United States Postal Service is proposing revisions to service standards for market-dominant mail products, which will affect delivery times to and from Alaska. The proposed changes aim to restructure service standards for first-class mail, periodicals, USPS marketing mail, and package services, aligning them with operational initiatives to improve efficiency and reduce costs. For Alaska, specific zip code areas will see changes in service standards, particularly for periodicals and package services. Periodicals destined to certain zip code areas in Alaska will have a 3-day service standard if entered at a destination local processing center, replacing the current standards. Package services mail destined for Alaska will have a service standard of either 11 or 12 days, depending on the origin destination zip code pair, reflecting the new network design. These changes are part of a broader USPS initiative to create a more integrated and efficient network, addressing inefficiencies and financial challenges. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One, KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.